Blog Talk Radio.
Oh, bless the Lord, all my soul and all that is within me. Bless his holy and bless his righteous name. Most gracious and heavenly Father, we thank you for this, another day and another opportunity to serve in your kingdom. We come confessing every sin of omission and every sin of commission. And we thank you for the privilege and the opportunity. We embrace the gifts of this brand new day. We thank you for it, Father. And now we surrender the day back over unto you, that you will manifest your glory on earth as it is in heaven. Thank you, Father. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come. Thine will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the glory, and the power, both now and forever. And our soul says amen, amen, and amen again. Top of the morning to you, and welcome back to the Life Word Jesus Kingdom Ministries, mentoring kingdom leadership, where Jesus Christ is the King and Jesus Christ is the Lord. As we are rejoicing in this another day that the Lord God he has made, from the rising of the sun to the going down of the same, our God's name is great and so greatly to be praised. I am Apostle Dr. Alfreda, rejoicing in this another day. Amen. Woke up this morning with my mind stayed on Jesus. Amen. We welcome all of our first-time visitors around the globe. Thank you for being here. Please have a seat at the breakfast table. Amen. Enjoy the meal, for man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceedeth out of the mouth of God. And please keep coming back over and over and over and over again. We meet on this platform 7 days a week. Amen. And you are invited every day. We pray that everyone had a wonderful, 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 wonderful weekend. Amen. Whatever you did, you had Jesus on your mind. Amen. So we have stepped into a new day, a new week, a new season, a new month, everything new, everything brand new. Amen. And the Lord knew that we would make it. He's the one that helped us to get here, and we are here in Jesus' name, in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. Hallelujah. We have just concluded a very intense series on prayer, prayer power, prayer power, prayer power. No prayer, no power, much prayer, much power, little prayer, little power. Amen. Glory be to God. Amen. The purposes of prayer, the value of prayer. Amen. The hindrance of prayer. Hallelujah. The blessings of prayer. Amen. And so we believe we have hit it from just about every angle. Amen. And look, we may not be finished yet. Amen. Glory be to God. We're going to move on today, beloved, because, amen, hallelujah, regardless of how much we pray, if we don't obey God, what's the purpose? If you're not going to obey God before you pray, and if you're not going to obey God after you pray, what's the purpose? Purpose in prayer. Amen. We want to read, begin this morning, amen, in the book of St. John, chapter 14. Amen. While you grab that, while you turning your Bibles, I need to grab me a little water. Amen. Be right back with you. St. John chapter 14. Thank you. I'm going to begin reading. One second here. I'm going to begin reading in verse 14. St. John chapter 14, verse 14. And it reads as thus, "You may ask me for anything in my name, and I will do it. If you love me, keep my commands, and I will ask the Father, and he will give you another advocate to," I don't want this version. Verse 15, "If you love me, keep my commandments, and I will pray the Father, and he will give you another helper, that he may abide with you forever, the Spirit of truth, whom the world cannot receive, because it neither sees him nor knows him. But you know him, for he dwells with you and will be in you. I will not leave you orphans. I will come to you. A little while longer and the world will see me no more, but you will see me. Because I live, you will live also. At that day, you will know that I am in my Father, and you in me, and I in you. He who has my commandments and keeps them, it is he who loves me. And he who loves me will be loved by my Father, and I will love him and manifest myself to him. Judas said to him, Lord, how is it that you will manifest yourself to us and not to the world? Jesus answered and said to him, if anyone loves me, he will keep my word, and my Father will love him, and we will come to him and make our home with him. He who does not love me does not keep my words, and the word which you hear is not mine, but the Father's who sent me. These things I have spoken to you while present with you, but the Helper, the Holy Spirit, whom the Father will send in my name, he will teach you all things and bring to your remembrance all things that I said to you. Peace I leave with you. My peace I give to you. Not as the world gives do I give to you. Let not your heart be troubled, neither let it be afraid. You have heard me say to you, I am going away and coming back to you. If you loved me, you would rejoice because I said I am going to the Father, for my Father is greater than I. And now I have told you before it comes, that when it does come to pass, you may believe. I will no longer talk much with you, for the ruler of this world is coming, and he has nothing in me. But that the world may know that I love the Father, and as the Father gave me commandments, so I do. Arise, let us go from here." Amen. And we bless the Lord, amen, for the reading of the word, the blessed word. Amen. Hallelujah of God for the blessed people of God. What a wonderful portion of scripture. What a wonderful portion of scripture. Beloved, this morning, amen, for the sake of time, I've titled this particular teaching, amen, glory be to God, obedience accelerates the process. Obedience to God accelerates the process of the manifestations of your prayer requests. Your obedience makes the manifestation quicker. It accelerates it. Why? Because you are walking in obedience. You have two people praying for the same thing. One receives it quickly. The other one is still waiting. Is it possible that the other person is not walking in obedience?
Why pray if you don't love Jesus? Matter of fact, our prayer life should help deepen our relationship and our love relationship with him. Well, beloved, the scripture tells us this morning, glory be to God, he says, if you love me, obey me. But look how he begins. Look how he begins. You have to follow this. Amen. Glory be to God. He begins in verse number 14, and he says this. He says, if you ask me for anything in my name, I will do it. He says that in verse 14. But then he comes back in the very next verse and says, but if you love me, keep my commandments. Beloved, you see how it's all tied in together? You can't ask God for something if you don't love him. And your obedience is the proof of your love. Love is more than lovely words. I mean, there's some words that's just lovely. They have you floating in the air. Some people got some words that make you do some stuff. I mean, they just, the Bible speaks about them smooth words. Them words that's smoother than butter. See? But love is more than that. You want to know what love is? And I need you to write these two things down this morning. Love is commitment and conduct. Commitment and conduct. When you love, you are committed. And when you love, your conduct proves that. Jesus says here, beloved, if you love me, keep my commandments. Simple as that. I love Jesus. You love Jesus. Yeah, I love Jesus. Okay, we all love Jesus. All right? Jesus said, good, you love me, I love you. He said, now, prove you love me. I'm going to do that, Lord. I can't see you. I'm going to prove I love you. Jesus said, very simple, keep my commandments. Simple as that. It's so simple, we try to make it deep. We try to overlook it. We overlooking it. I'm going to give Jesus a big hug. You can't give Jesus a big hug. But you can embrace his word. And you can embrace his law. In verse number... Let's go back to our scripture this morning. Okay. And we're in the book of St. John. Mm-hmm. And we're in the 14th chapter of St. John. Mm-hmm. Let us look at verse number. Okay. I'm a King James girl, and there's a purpose for me liking King James. We're going to teach on that. One of these, soon as the Lord lead us to it, amen, we're going to be doing a series of teaching on that. I want you to look this in verse number 21. Now, we already read verse 15. Verse 14 says, if you ask anything in my name, I'm going to do it. Then he moves down to 15. He says, if you love me, keep my commandments. So you see the two, you see how that goes together. I want you to skip now down to verse 21. He that hath my commandments and keep them, he it is that loves me. And he that loves me shall be loved of my Father. and I will love him and will manifest myself to him. There it is right there. There it is. It's a love affair. You're keeping the Lord's commandments. And because you keep the Lord's commandments, you're proving and showing that you love him. And then Jesus says, and he that loves me is loved by the Father. So you loving on the Father loving you, then Jesus says, and I will love him. So you're loved of the Father, you're loved of the Jesus, and then Jesus says, then will I manifest myself to him. Beloved, obedience accelerates the process. God is going to manifest himself. Why? By granting you the desires of your heart. He is going to manifest himself by answering your prayers exceedingly and abundantly. He is going to manifest himself in you safe by keeping you healthy, by blessing you, by revealing his glory. By, as I preached on yesterday, making the impossible possible. God rewards obedience. That's what God rewards. Obedience is better than sacrifice. First John 2:3 says this, by this we can be sure that we have come to know him if we keep his commandments. Didn't I tell you everybody's not saved? I know the first time I said it, some of you said, oh, that preacher don't know what she's talking about. No, this preacher know what she's talking about because I speak by unction of the Holy Ghost. And what I say is based on scripture. This, the scripture says here, this is how you can be sure that you know him, know God. I'm born again. You born again? How you know? How you know you born again? The Bible says this is how you know, because you keep his commandments. You're a follower of him. You're his disciple. If you say you're born again and you're not keeping God's commands, you don't know him. I'm sorry. Go back to the altar. That's how. So, beloved, how can you walk in disobedience and say you know God? How can you walk in disobedience and say you love God? How can you walk in disobedience and try to get a prayer through? How you going to pray out of an attitude of disobedience? Well, glory be to God. What did I say? Love is commitment and conduct. That's what you require in your life. That's what you require from your spouse and your family. Commitment. You love me? Huh? Okay. What are you looking for? Commitment and conduct. Well, guess what? It shouldn't surprise you that this is what the Lord requires. He requiring the same thing you requiring. Proverbs 8:17. I love those who love me, and those who seek me early shall find me. I love those who love me. Make you think, make you wonder, huh? And those who seek me early in prayer. Oh, it's something about early morning prayer, baby. I don't care what you say. I don't care what you say. It's something about early morning prayer, even if you got to go back to sleep when you get finished praying. St. John 14:15, as I already shared with you, if you love me, you will keep my commandments. St. John 15 and 14. Now reverse it. I said 14 and 15. Now look at 15 and 14. Ye are my friends if you do whatsoever I command you. So what happens if you're not if you're not doing what he commands? Are you still a friend? I am a friend of God. Not if you're walking in disobedience. I am a friend of God. Not if you're walking in disobedience. But if you do whatever I command you, you are my friends. What did Jesus tell the disciples, amen, at the wedding, amen, where Jesus was when Jesus, amen, performed his very first miracle? She said, whatever Jesus say, just do it. Don't ask no whole bunch of questions. Don't try to figure it out. Just in simple faith, amen, do whatever he commands you to do. All we have to do is keep it simple. St. John 15 and 9 says this, as the Father hath loved me, so have I loved you. Continue in my love. How do we continue in God's love? When we continue in obedience. We're not talking about selective obedience. And we'll be on this subject, this theme. This is our new theme here. So we'll be talking about obedience until the Lord changes it. So hopefully, amen, we'll be able to hit it from every angle, beloved, and you can really take a good look at what obedience is and see where you stand. But so we're not talking about selective obedience, obeying when it's convenient, picking and choosing what you want to obey. Jesus Christ is Lord of all, or Jesus Christ is not Lord at all. We're talking about total obedience. And the Lord will help us to do it, because otherwise he would not have required us to do so. And we should be striving towards that. And beloved, and we find out that it gets easier and easier as we continue to walk in the Spirit, live in the Spirit. The Spirit is not going to lead you into error. The Spirit is not going to lead you into sin. The Spirit is not going to lead you into disobedience. And if the Lord is our shepherd, and he is leading us and we are following, then what's the problem? Especially when we have saturated ourselves in prayer, especially when we live a life of prayer, dedicated, fervent prayer, frequent prayer. See, and because we are praying, we are being broken down through and becoming humble and submissive to be able, amen, to walk with God in the spirit of love, in the spirit of faith, in the spirit of obedience. It becomes easier, not harder, because he tells us, amen, that his commandments are not grievous. It is not hard to obey the Lord. The way of the transgressor is hard. And the last verse we want to share with you this morning, St. John chapter 5, verse number 3. For this is the love of God, that we keep his commandments. Commandments are not burdensome. Jesus said, if you love me, obey me. He said, I'm going to answer your prayers. I'm going to give you what you want. If you love me, obey me. The question is, do you love him? Some people would have to be honest and say, you know, I don't know about all this loving Jesus. I just want what I want. I just want to know, can he do me a couple favors and answer a couple prayer requests? And I'll check in with him a little bit later. that some of us, if you be honest. But no, I don't know about all this loving Jesus. I don't know about all these commandments. And I don't know about all this because can't nobody live the Bible and, you know, and all this. And that's, you know, that's Old Testament stuff. And, you know, and it don't require all that, you know, because God's grace covers me, you know, past, present, and future. So I can just live any kind of way I want to live. And it's okay because I said the sinner's prayer 15 years ago when my last breath, I'm going to heaven anyhow. Don't make no difference how I live. Don't make no difference what choices I make. It don't make no difference. See? And we picking and choosing and holding on to scriptures, amen, when the Bible tells us to compare scripture with scripture, line upon line, and precept upon precept. God said he would not have us to be ignorant. So, beloved, as we slide out of, amen, prayer, power, and you done prayed, and you done prayed, and you done prayed, and you prayed, and you examined yourself, you made sure that there was no prayer blockers in your life, amen, you prayed, and that you remembered to ask God for it. A lot of times, we forget to ask God for what we want. All right, so we dealt with all that, all right? And so we're pretty solid now in our prayer life. Now we have to make sure that we love them. Now we have to make sure that we are living a lifestyle of obedience. But God gonna answer my prayer. I don't have to obey God to get a prayer answered, see? And you've been sitting under the wrong teaching, and you know better, and you know better anyhow. You should have left that church a long time ago. You know better. Obedience to God accelerates the process of the manifestation of your prayer request. So the bottom line, beloved, is not why is God taking so long? Because you're not waiting on God. The truth of the matter is God is waiting on you. He is waiting on you. Submit to God. Humble yourself. Amen. Submit, draw nigh to God, and God will draw nigh to you. You take the next step. Obedience. Obedience is a condition of the heart. There's a song, right? The song that is said, that somebody wrote, probably still receiving royalties, trust and obey. For there's no other way to be happy in Jesus but to trust and obey. And in our teaching this month, you will see, I mean, this issue here started in the garden. It started from the beginning with Adam and Eve. Okay? That law of obedience, it started right there, and it has been an issue even up to now. But it don't have to be. It don't have to be. Our children, we grow up, okay, if your children are disobedient. Or what do you do when your children are disobedient? You handle it, don't you? Well, God handles it too. By the way, we'll talk about that later. Amen. So this is what, amen, the Lord wants you to meditate upon today. If you love me, keep my commandments. If you love me, you will obey me. If you are not in obedience to me, very simply, you don't love me. So what you praying for? Your prayer request ought to be, Lord, help me, amen, to fall in line with your commandments. Lord, help me to fall in love with you. And maybe we need to stop all the other stuff today. Just hold all that up, because God don't hear it anyhow. If you're living a lifestyle of disobedience, he don't hear it anyhow. So to cut all that out. All right, and let's do first things first. Back up. back up. Let's take this all the way back. Glory be to God. And ask God to help us to fall in love with him by obeying his commandments. Now, we are not necessarily talking about the Ten Commandments. We're talking about the whole book. That's his commandments, from Genesis to Revelation. How is that done? By the Spirit. God super on our natural. Without God, we can't, without him, with Jesus said, without me, you can do nothing. It's him working in you, through you. It's in him we move, we live, we have our being. And we find out it's just an act of the will, beloved. It's an act of the will when we make a decision that we're going to submit to the process, to go through the process so that we might grow. Amen. And amen. Father God, we thank you for the word of God on today, and we give your name all the praise, all the glory, and all the honor. Oh, Father God, thank you for helping us. Thank you for helping us, Father. God, we confess our sins. We confess that we have come short. Every sin of omission, every sin of commission, we confess it. Father God, help us in our obedience to you. Help us to stop talking about it and start being about it. Father, as we realize that our obedience to you accelerates the process of the manifestation of our prayer requests, you love obedience. You cherish obedience. And Father God, you said obedience shows our love for you. And when we love you, you love us. And you said that you will manifest your glory. God, we need your glory. We want your glory. And we say thank you for it. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. Thank God for the word of God on today. Amen. And we blessed be the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. For the law of obedience. In Jesus' name. In form of announcements, we will be at the altar a prayer today at 12 o'clock and back at 9 o'clock. We invite you to please come and join us. Amen. Glory be to God as we continue to pray through obedience. We are not praying out of disobedience, but obedience. Amen in Jesus' name. Please mark your calendar for the first Saturday in December. December the 2nd is when we will be celebrating our ministry anniversary celebration. Amen. Glory be to God. On December the 2nd, please mark your calendar. More information will be forthcoming. Amen. And we bless be the name of the Lord. Amen. If you have never received Jesus Christ in your heart as your Lord and your Savior, amen. That's the first step of obedience you need to take. Amen. Hallelujah. If you will believe in your heart and confess with your mouth the Lord Jesus, ye shall be saved. Amen. Hallelujah. So just ask the Lord to forgive you. Ask the Lord to cleanse you, ask the Lord to save you, and invite Jesus to come, amen, and sit on the throne of your heart. And then you follow him. That's how you know you're saved. That's how you know you're saved. Amen. 1 John 2 and 3, there it is. And to God be praise, glory, and honor. Everybody, amen, have a lovely day today, a wonderful day, a beautiful day, a magnificent day, amen, hallelujah. Father, help us not to be in the right place at the wrong time today. We cancel bad news, we cancel tears, we cancel sorrow, we cancel premature death, Father, and we say thank you for your love, your grace, and your mercies towards us as we continue, Father, to walk the straight and the narrow way. Thank you, thank you, thank you. We bind absolutely every spirit of retaliation in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. We seal this prayer by the word, by the blood, and by the Spirit. And we cast it at the feet of Jesus to decree and declare and declare and decree. It cannot, it will not, and it shall not be broken. Amen. Now unto him who is able to keep you from falling and to present you faultless before the presence of his glory, with exceeding joy, to the only wise God, our Savior, be glory and majesty, dominion and power, both now and forever. And the church did say, amen, amen, and amen. Satan is defeated. darkness is dispelled, and Jesus Christ is the King of Kings, and he is the Lord of Lords. Amen, amen, and amen. Have a wonderful day. Amen. Walk in the blessing, because the blessing manifestation, it is already here for those who walk in obedience. God bless you.
Holy Spirit, fill this room. Shekinah glory, sweet perfume. We need your presence. We need you, Holy Spirit. This room, Holy Spirit, fill this room. Shekinah glory, sweet perfume. We need your presence. We need you, Holy Spirit, fill this room. We need your presence. We need you. We need your presence. We need you. We need this room. This is what I want you to do, Lord. Come. Come, Holy Spirit, come and abide within us, rest upon. Invite him in. Come, Holy Spirit, come and abide within us, rest upon us. Come, Holy Spirit. Oh, come, Holy Spirit.